Report, Americans flee blue state cities for greener pastures in red, purple states. By Nick Gilbertson on July 25, 2022. Americans are fleeing Democrat-run cities and blue states and relocating to more affordable metro areas, in part due to housing costs and inflation that are pricing them out of their origin cities, according to a report from the real estate brokerage site Redfin. In its report, Redfin revealed that an all-time high of 32.6% of its users across the country look to move from one metro to another in the second quarter, up slightly from 32.3% in the first quarter and roughly 26% before the pandemic. Eight of the top 10 cities with the highest outflows of residents are situated in states with Democrat governors, while the other two cities are Washington, D.C., and Boston, Massachusetts. The Bay State's governor, Charlie Baker, is a Republican. But Massachusetts has also gone blue in every presidential election since 1984. The 10 cities with the highest net outflows of residents are all led by Democrat or left-leaning mayors who won nonpartisan races, and include San Francisco, California, net outflow, 48,718. Los Angeles, California, net outflow, 40,632. New York, New York, net outflow, 35,165. Washington, D.C. net outflow, 24,492. Seattle, Washington, net outflow, 18,594. Boston, Massachusetts, net outflow, 12,492. Detroit, Michigan, net outflow, 7,334. Denver, Colorado, net outflow, 5,635. Chicago, Illinois, net outflow, 4,769. Minneapolis, Minnesota, net outflow, 2,795. All cities listed have higher outflows than they did in the second quarter of 2021, except New York City, Denver, and San Francisco. In the report, Redfin Deputy Chief Economist Taylor Marr stated, "The typical home in San Francisco or San Jose now costs more than $1.5 million. Add in today's 5% plus mortgage rates and you have a sky-high monthly payment. Those factors, along with more companies giving employees the permanent flexibility to work remotely, are driving a larger portion of buyers to consider homes in other parts of the country. Someone who would have to stretch beyond their budget in Los Angeles may be able to comfortably afford a home in Phoenix or San Antonio." Metro's areas in red and purple states are among the cities with the highest net inflows in quarter two. Six of the top 10 cities in terms of inflow are situated in either Florida or Texas, both of which have Republican governors, Governor Ron DeSantis, RFL, and Governor Greg Abbott, RTX. Miami, Florida, net inflow, 12,614. Tampa, Florida, net inflow, 9,841. Phoenix, Arizona, net inflow, 9,730. Sacramento, California, net inflow, 9,640. Las Vegas, Nevada, net inflow, 8,597. Cape Coral, Florida, net inflow, 7,015. San Diego, California, net inflow, 6,804. Northport, Florida, net inflow, 6,626. San Antonio, Texas, net inflow, 5,335. Dallas, Texas, net inflow, 4,964. Tampa is still attracting a lot of out-of-state home buyers, coming from places like New York, who can get more for their money in Florida, said Redfin manager in Tampa, Eric Osiello. Los Angeles is the top origin among new residents in four of the 10 cities with the highest inflows, while Chicago is the primary place of origin in two of the metro areas. New York City and San Francisco, as well as Austin, Texas, and Orlando, Florida, comprise the other four. The report includes data from roughly 2 million Redfin users who looked at a minimum of 10 homes in a certain city or metro area, and the particular locale comprised 80% of the users' searches.